I correct it a little bit. let me read from the beginning. The full actualization of all moons is not limited to before 3-3 or after 3-3. All moons of full actualization are not limited to before 3-3 or after 3-3. Since this is so, Shakyamuni Buddha said, Buddha's true Dharma body is just like vast open sky. I think as it is, you should take it out. Buddha's true Dharma body is just like a vast open space or empty sky, fine. But anyway, just like vast open sky, in response to things, forms appear. Such is the moon in water. I use such because next line, I think the two same terms appear. So thusness of thus, it says I use just a different term. Thusness of such is the moon in water. So in this case, thusness and such, same meaning. Okay. such is the moon in water. Thusness of such is the moon in water is the moon in water. It is water thusness, moon thusness, thusness within thusness. Such does not mean resemblance. Resemblance. Such means isness, not as it is. Isness. Such means a thusness. See, it's same. The such means isness, or suchness means isness. Buddha's true Dharma body is the isness of vast open sky, not as it is. Isness means just existence itself. Existence, exactly existence itself. So isness, state of being as it is, exactly. So, is the isness of vast open sky, this vast open sky is Buddha's true Dharma body of isness. Of isness. Because it is Buddha's true Dharma body, the entire earth, the entire universe, all phenomena and all appearances are vast open sky. Hundreds of grasses and myriad forms manifest themselves are in isness. Okay, hundreds of grasses and myriad forms manifest themselves are in isness. And yet, they are nothing but Buddha's true Dharma body, thusness of the moon in water. Okay? Then next. The time when the moon appears is not necessarily night. Night is not necessarily dark. Do not be limited to the narrow views held by human beings. Even where there is no sun or moon, there is day and night. Sun and moon are not four. Please put down four. Sun and moon are not for day and night. That makes sense? Cool. Next page. Since the sun and the moon are in as it isness, the moon is not one moon or two moons, not thousands of moons or myriads of moons. Okay? Since 100 that in the beginning of the page 130. Okay? Alright. Since the sun and the moon are in as it isness, the moon is not one moon or two moons, not thousands of moons or myriads of moons. Okay? Even if the moon itself holds the views of one moon or two moon, that is merely the moon's view. It is not necessarily the words or understanding of the Buddha way. Even if you say there was a moon last night, the moon you see tonight is not last night's moon. You should thoroughly study that tonight's moon is tonight's moon. In the beginning, in the middle, in the end. Okay? You should thoroughly study that tonight's moon is tonight's moon in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. Next, since the moon transmits the moon each other, comma, although there is a moon, comma, it is neither new or old, because it's not necessary. I'm sorry. Necessary to say that last one, because moon inherits moon. So I put it in the beginning. Since the moon transmits the moon each other mutually. That means it. Transmit. Moon. To each other. I'm sorry. To each other. Comma. Although there is a moon. Comma. It is neither new or old. Nor old. Okay? answer that question. Do you have some question about translation? Is that all right? No, no. I will explain, okay? Okay. Yesterday, I explained the Buddha's Shakyamuni's message quoted by Dogen Zenji here. Buddha's true Dhamma body is just like vast open sky. In response to things, forms appear, such as the moon in water. So yesterday, I said the three important points in this message. One is the Buddha and ordinary people, or Buddha and all living beings. In other words, according to this message, Buddha's true Dhamma body, this is a Buddha's world, so Buddha, okay? It is a Buddha. And the next, in response to things, forms appear. So if you acknowledge the presence of the Buddha, in other words, the principle of universe, simultaneously, universe appears as a form in response to things simultaneously. So that is called all living beings, forms. All living beings, trees, birds, etc. Okay? Is that alright? So you have to think about the Buddha and all sentient beings. Buddha, ordinary people. The enlightenment delusions, life and death, you have to think simultaneously. Okay? Life and death, Buddha. Buddha and life and death. Buddha and enlightenment and delusions. Okay? So that you have to think about two, which are completely in different nature and conflict with each other. from this, then there is a lack of communication between the Buddha and ordinary people. But yet, there is the passage to communicate with each other between Buddha and all sentient beings, all living beings, trees, birds, etc., which means two is one, one is two. One is all is one. Okay? So, practically speaking, intellectually, it is impossible that the Buddha and ordinary people who are completely in a different nature and conflict with each other cannot communicate with each other because they are different. But according to Buddha's eye, according to universal perspective, Buddha and all ordinary people immediately communicate very quickly, exquisitely with each other. Simultaneously, there is a passage to do so, even though you don't see it. This is the called reality. So I am talking about kind of theoretical background of a spiritual life you are seeking for, but it is not theoretical background, because this is not theory. This is a reality prior to theoretical structure by your head. Okay? But we have to come close, as close as you can. We have to approach to that place. Okay? That place. As close as you can. Even though you don't know. Even though you have never experienced it. Anyway, we try. This is explanation. That's why the wind engine mentions and Buddhist mentions like this. So if I explain, it seems to be logic and theoretical, but it's not theoretical structure, because it is true reality you live in every day prior to bringing up the intellectual or theoretical structure of human life. Okay? So, that's why, anyway, Buddha and ordinary people. That is according to this sentence, the Buddha's true Dhamma body, and in response to things, forms appear. Okay? You have to think fast, simultaneously. And next, second is, such is the moon in water. If you acknowledge the presence of Buddha, Buddha is exercised. That's why Buddha appears as a form in response to the things, in response to the conditions, simultaneously. Then that is called relationship between Buddha and us, Buddha and nature, Buddha and enlightenment, delusion, etc. Okay. But how? We say Buddha, delusion is Buddha, delusion is Nirvana, we say so. How? We should find a place, Buddha and us, communicate simultaneously without creating any problem. We have to find it. How would it be possible to find that place? Okay. So that place is third point says vast open sky. Okay. But the second point is, if you acknowledge the Buddha as his own quality or merit or virtue, always communicate smoothly with all sentient beings. In other words, I mentioned as Buddha's virtue or Buddha's merit is a state of constant exquisite change in the position of Buddha and you, and water and Buddha, moon and Buddha, you and Buddha, okay? Simultaneously, constant exquisite exchange there before you think of it, simultaneously. That is this, and the Buddha says, such is the moon in water. Okay? But that is, according to Buddhist philosophy, it is called interdependent co-origination, we say. Okay? So, just like two beings leaning against each other, like this. Okay? Then, simultaneously, there is energy of the balance, okay? Balance in energy, exactly there. It's not ideas, It's just energies, constantly in energy imbalance. Okay, equilibrium, exactly. That is called merit of the Buddha. That is called supreme merit, we say. Okay, we don't know why. We don't know why we do it. We don't know why the whole universe do it in that way. We don't know how. But actually, according to the true reality, everything exists just like this. Kagi communicate with the Buddha simultaneously, beyond my senses. So, this is the second point, alright? Second point. Yesterday I mentioned the relation between... never mind. Forget it. You should remember the third point, alright? This is very important for you, otherwise you don't understand Dogen's teaching anyway, Buddha's teaching at all. Always you're confused, you know? So, from now on, we will read the next passage, but you don't understand his teaching. Okay? So you should remember these three points. There are always Buddha and all sentient beings. Without fighting at all, smoothly they exist. That's why in the Genjo Koan, Dogen Zenji mentioned there are, when now all Dharmas become Buddha, all sentient beings become Buddha Dharma, then there are life and death and deluding enlightenment, all sentient beings exist, exactly. Okay? That is reality, true reality, prior to germination of your any subtle idea thoughts. Exactly they exist. Even the devil. Some religion says they hate the devil, but devil's exactly the same as the delusion and enlightenment. So exactly they exist. That is Buddha's compassion anyway. So, and that's why Dogen Zenji mentions first in the first passage of Genjo Koan. He bring up exactly. So you have to think about this one. Buddha and you. You are not separate from the Buddha. If you accept your life, it's a Buddha exactly. You should take it anyway. And next, how can they communicate each other? Okay, this is next. That is the state of constant, exquisite, swiftly exchange. Okay, in the possession of you and Buddha simultaneously. This is called such is the moon in water. Okay, or this is relationship between body and soul, you say. Everyone is interested in where is the good soul going, you know, after death. We don't know. So if you say soul is inside, how many souls exist in this world? Soul is the many souls, and soul is one. Where is the soul? Inside, outside, and When you died, your body is gone, and then the soul is out of your body, and where is it heading? Lots of questions coming up, okay? But you never know it. But there is a place, there is a passage that soul and your body communicate simultaneously. What is the place? We have to research this one. That is what? This is called interdependent coordination. Okay? Here says, water in the moon in the water. That is called merit of the Buddha. This is the quality of the Buddha. It is not your business. Exactly. When you say, I exist, you have a quality, merit. Because you exist. Why? I exist. Based on the interdependent co-origination with your existence, simultaneously. I don't know why. Why I am in the United States, I don't know. I don't know exactly. But I exist here. So let me be in the United States. I decide? Yes, I decide. But without you, how can I decide? So, in a sense, America takes me to the United States. It's possible to say so. Because intellectually, I don't understand it. But brought in the universal perspective, my existence is exactly going like that. This is my quality. Quality of Karagiris as Buddha. At that time, Karagiri really appreciate my existence, so called Karagiri, relating with all sentient beings. Okay? So at that time, my thinking is not now. Okay? My thinking is just like a butterflies, you know, flying here and there. And I can exchange my views anyway. Sometimes I become a butterfly. Sometimes I become a cricket. You know, if you stand up in this nature, you cannot be always you, so-called I am. How wonderful I am. You cannot say so. If you stand up here, you have to be a cricket. You know, if you see the moon, you have to be the moon. So you don't believe it, but if you look at the moon in this nature, immediately you become a moon. At that time, no sense of self-consciousness. And then you become a great rock climber, you know, so-called moon. You can climb the moons. Then your flame, the flame of your five standards is dissipated and melted away into the so-called action just to see, just to face, moon, just to stand up right here, right now. That's it. That time, this dynamic action or practice so-called stand. Here and now, within this practice, anyway, you can see a place where the flame of your five skandhas is melted away and become one with the moon. So you are absorbed into the moon's light. But you can do it, exactly. Because rock climbers, mountaineers, sportsmen, everyone does. Pianist does. If they do, why you don't accept this as spiritual practices? If you want to press spiritual practice, you should accept this one, because other people's, sportsmen, musicians, artists, everyone does in that way. Why not? You should accept it. If you don't accept it, how can you lead or teach, guide other people, scientists, scientists, musicians, and artists, sportsmen, who does something more than you? How can you guide, teach spiritually, if you want to say spiritual life? How can you guide? How can you teach spiritual life? You never done. You never be teacher. You never got. You cannot teach anybody, because everyone does exactly something more than you do. You do. That's why, if you want to be spiritual practice, I think you should be concentrate carefully listen to Buddha's teaching. Anyway, regardless of whether you understand or not, constantly you should do it. You should listen to. Now open your heart and anyway do it. Practice. If you don't do that in the 21st century, 22nd centuries, you know, the scientists become something more than you. Okay? So-called spiritual life. The spiritual person is completely tossed away by the scientist in the future. If you don't understand this one, if you don't practice this one, you'll never be. Great teachers, the four triple wars, you know. For scientists, because scientists will be great, complete great. They know lots. And then they started to talk about the time and instance, you are really surprised, and they appreciate and respect them more than the Buddha, more than the God, because scientists knows very much about the universe, more than God. So you really trust and pay homage to the scientist, just like a God. You know, you don't believe this one because, but you do always. Like a computer, look at the human beings. Computer is really just like a God for modern people. If you don't have a computer, oh, you are back number. Back issue. So you should have computers. You should have computers and respect and live with a computer. And then you become more than civilized, a great educated person. You know, it's ridiculous for me, but everyone thinks so. So, anyway, how can you guide those people? Anyway. So, you should keep these 3 points always in your practice, alright? So, let's read next. The time when the moon appears is not necessarily night. Okay? Night is not necessarily dark, because beyond the darkness and not darkness anyway, the moon is always existent and functioning anyway, beyond your speculations. So the time when the moon appears is not necessarily night. That is our understanding. Okay? But the moon itself is constantly moving beyond our perceptions. Okay? That's why he says the time when the moon appears is not necessarily night. Night is not necessarily dark. Night is not necessarily dark. Because only when the moon appears, this is called night. This is called dark. This is the human speculation. But beyond this one, anyway, world and the moon, the sun is moving. Okay? So there is something. If you see the dark, you have to think about dark and Buddha. That's why I mentioned first point. Okay? If you see the darkness, you have to think simultaneously the Buddha. Means the whole universe. Okay. What is the place? How can you find the place? This is a question, okay, for you. Koan for you. You have to research this one. But anyway, you have to always think, face directly two things, Buddha and you. Buddha and night, Buddha and darkness, Buddha and moon, Buddha and sun. If you look at trees, you have to see the tree and Buddha. If you see the devils, you have to see the devil and Buddha. Otherwise, you never know what the devil is. If you see the wa, you have to see the wa and universe. It's pretty hard for us to think about this, but our nations, you have to bring up this question first. That's why first point, I mentioned Buddha and the forms appears in response to the things, because this is a human world. Okay? Buddha never exists separate from human world. Human world never be independent from Buddha, universe. Without universe, human being simply cannot exist. So, that's why he says, it's not necessarily dark. Do not be limited to the narrow views held by human beings. This is our speculations. Okay? Temporarily, we have a certain rules, regulations, and perceptions, you know. And then, we try to live, following this. Otherwise, it's pretty hard to organize human beings. So this is a temporal, provisional, anyway, rules, regulations, perceptions, etc. But the world, you have to see. You have to see the human world fabricated by human speculation. Simultaneously, you have to think about the universe. Otherwise, you never know what the human world is. Because human world is always seen, understood by human speculations only. That's it. So you have to know. Bigger scale of the world. That is the universe. That is called Buddha, we say. Okay? Next, even where there is no sun or moon, there is day and night, even though no sun, no moons. There is a day and night. So day and night is what? Day and night are just like a concept we have. Okay? Opposed to sun, the moon. Okay? So very naturally, concept of day, concept of night is separate from the moon and the sun, etc. But actually, the sun and the moon is the sun and day exactly communicating between, sight exquisitely at the super speed anyway. So what is the night? What is the day? What is the sun? Sun and day, nothing but total function of whole universe. That's it. This is temporarily we call the sun or the moon, we say. So, that's why here says, even where there is no sun or moon, there is a day and night. Same applied to the day and night, the sun and the moon. Doesn't matter, okay? The sun and the moon are not for day and night. The sun and the moon doesn't exist just for the sake of the day or night. This is human speculation. Okay? Human promises. Okay, promises. Next, since the sun and the moon are is as it isness, the moon is not one moon or two moons, not thousands of moons or myriad moons. But since the sun and the moon are in as it isness, so you have to think about the sun and the moon together with the universe, functioning of the universe together. Okay. At that time, the sun and the moon never leave its own perception concept, so-called the sun and the moon. So the sun and the moons are, concept of the sun and the moons are melted away in the functioning of the universe. You never keep it. You simply cannot keep the concept of the sun, the concept of the moon, because moons exist. They're right in the middle of functioning of the whole universe. And then the moon and whole universe communicate with each other. So very naturally, what's left? Just isness. Behind form of sun. What's left? Just isness. Behind the night, what's left? Just isness. Only. That's it. So very naturally, all concepts, all ideas are left, naturally. This is what is called merit of the Buddha. Buddha's merit, Buddha's virtue, because they are, the sun and the whole universe are communicated at the super speed exquisitely, beyond your speculation. This is total picture, true picture of the sun. If you understand it, understand that one, it is called right view. Okay? Right view. Okay, that's why, since the sun, the moons are in as it is. But there is something more than what you have seen. That is whole universe. Okay? Also, if you see the whole universe behind the sun, it's not good enough, because you have to see the place where the universe and also the sun are communicating exquisitely at the super speed, smoothly, but the other time, immediately other time, spontaneously, simultaneously. No one's business, not your business, exactly. This is called as it is. This is called true picture of the sun's existence. This is a true picture of your existence. Okay? So very naturally, the five skandhas leave no concept of five skandhas. Naturally, even though the more you try to hang on the concept of the five skandhas, the more you can see the big space, big place where it compels you to leave the concept of the five skandhas. So that is a what? That is an opportunity to die. That's it. I'm sorry. But this is true. Or this is an opportunity. You think it. The moment when I hit you, then you think it. At that time, who's Katagiri? what is your five skandhas? Five skandhas completely think it. There is no space to hang around. This is a power of five skandhas which they themselves possess. That's why five skandhas are what? The five skandhas are, the five skandhas are considered with whole universe together. Okay? This is a reality prior to the germination of your subtle ideas, thought. That's why I mentioned first point, Buddha and all sentient beings. You have to think, but so the sun and the moons are in as a richness. The moon is not one moon, so two moons. So very naturally, moons appears in many ways: one moon, two moons, thousand moons, but complete beyond this one. One moon, two moons, half moons and the crescent moons and the evening moons, morning moons, dawn moons, whatever you say, all are left. Okay? All are gone. Where it is heading for? Just universe. When you die, where are you heading? We say you return to the earth. What is the earth? Universe. What is the universe? Can't you take it? Can't you believe? You are heading for universe. When you die, can't you? Maybe. Your head says, yes, I can. But your emotion doesn't. No. Because you don't know what the universe is. Universe is vast. Anywhere vast. That's why we have to know. Even though you don't know, we have to know. Otherwise, you cannot help anybody. The next, even if the moon itself holds the views of one moon or two moons, that is merely the moon's view. That is merely moon's view means that is merely moon's business, okay? Moon's business. You say the half of the half moons, the crescent moons, and the full moons, new moons, dawn moons, evening moons, whatever you say, it is moon's business, not your business. Okay? What, do you understand that one? You don't? For instance, if you look at yourself, you say you can see the many type of you yourself. Okay. Sometimes the very dark moons, and sometimes a half moon, sometimes full moon, crescent moons, and sometimes a full moon. Sometimes your moon's gone. So many itself coming up. And then you say, oh, I'm happy because I see the full moon. That is a full moon karagi. If I see a full moon karagi in Zazen, I'm excited. I am really excited. Next moment, full moon immediately dark. Gone. Then I am cry. I scream. That is karagi business. I cry. I understand dark moons. I understand moons as a full moons. And then I'm excited. I see the moon as a darkness. And then I cried. Who does? This does. So, one moon, two moons, three moons, millions types lifestyle coming up in this small five candles. Who does? This is Karagiri's business. It's not Buddha's way. Buddha's way. That's why next, in the last sentence, he says, it is not necessarily the words or understanding of the Buddha way. Originally, he uses, it is not the Buddha's way. Okay? Here says, it is not necessarily, but the original says, it is not Buddha's way. So if you understand one moon and two moons and three moons, thousand moons, other real moons, that is really human problem. Small, narrow understanding. For instance, if you see yourself, you say, I am ordinary people. I'm not Buddha. I'm not enlightenment. That's why I need practice. This is your business. Your business means ordinary people's business. It's not universal business. universal, in terms of universal business, your life is going in a completely different way. Support it, hold it, embraced by warmness, softness, and compassion. You say all this compassion. You don't believe how compassionate you are. Particularly when you do something wrong, you say, I am not compassionate. But can't you put the name you on at the name on the not compassion, you know, name you, okay? No. Name you as a bad person. Name you as senselessness, okay? Senseless person, feelingless person. Can't you say so? No, you cannot say. Somewhere of your inside of the five skandhas, still you can see the dim image of the compassion. That's why if I say so, you are senseless. You mad at me. Don't you think so? So what is your belief? I believe I am bad guy. What is your belief? What is my belief? This is my business. Belief is something seen from ordinary people named Karagiri. That's it. What real belief? The real belief is something more than Karagiri's judgment, anyway. That's why he says it is moon's view. It is moon's business. Okay? That's why Buddha Shakyamuni says in the first like that, and also Dogen Zenji quoted the Buddha Shakyamuni's statement, because it is very important for us. Okay? So it is not necessarily the words or understanding of the Buddha way. It's not Buddha's way, okay? So if you believe you are ordinary people, fine. Please think the ordinary people with the Buddha or whole universe together once more again, okay? Not only once, okay? Forever. You have to think of it. Because your reality is something more than concept of the ordinary people only. Because ordinary people live together with whole universe, so-called Buddha. Next, even if you say there was moon last night, the moon you see tonight is not last night moon. It is true. Okay? Tonight moon is tonight moon, exactly. You should thoroughly study that tonight's moon is tonight's moon in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. In other words, through the past, present, future, tonight's moon is complete. Tonight's moon's occupied whole universe. But in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, that means the implication of the flow of time there. Okay? So-called beginning, middle, and end. So between the beginning and middle, there is lack of communication, so-called beginning and middle. And between the middle and end, there is a lack of communication, because it is Dogen Zenji Mason's, there is a Dharma stage where the cutting off the before and after in the Genjo Koan. I don't remember exactly, okay? You can read the Genjo Koan. So time process is, according to the time process, I think everything is separated. The lack of communication there. Okay? But just like a Buddha relationship, just like communication between the Buddha and ordinary people, it's separated. There is a lack, there is a crack, space, black, or blank there. We don't know how to communicate. But it is not true. That's why even though you can see the lack of communication between Buddha and you, that you and Buddha both are communicating smoothly, exquisitely. That's why you are what? You are just isthmus. Your life is just isthmus. After taking off any concept. The Tolkien Zen master was asked by the monk, there are three kinds of Buddha's bodies, Dhammakaya, Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya Buddhas. What is the Buddha, the true Buddha, beyond the three categories? Okay? Beyond the number of the Buddha body. Is that clear? And then the master says, I am very close to this. Okay? Means, I am here, but if I am here, immediately I see myself. In other words, I start to run my business. Okay? So-called ordinary people. Okay? So I start to run the business. Success and failure and pros and cons. Not the business going anyway. But it is not the new Karagiri actually. So very naturally, if I run the business as more seriously, one by one, I realize that how important I should the taking of a concept and pros and cons, success and failures. All I have to do is just swim in the huge oceans. So what is the Karagiri? So finally, what I can see is just isness. Prior to name on Karagiri. What is this? Isness is just I am. Very close to this. Means just swim. Through that kind of practice and actions I mentioned this morning, anyway, you can see Buddha's virtue, Buddha's merit. Two things are communicating very smoothly. Believe it or not, exactly it is a reality. Taking care of universe, taking care of you in that way. Because the quality of reality is based on 1 is 2, 2 is 1. 1 is all, all is 1. Exactly. So, that's why tonight moon is exactly tonight moons. Karagiri is hearing I am exist here, but Karagiri is being who occupies whole world. Okay? You should thoroughly study that tonight moon is tonight moon in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. Since the moons transmit the moon to each other, although there is a moon, it is neither new nor old. Okay? That's why as Tozan Zen Master says, I am. Very close to this means I am. Very serious to take care of his life right now, right here. With compassion, with wisdom. Right now, right here. And that time, through this action and practice, you can see how beautiful your life is. You know, because you are starting to communicate with the whole universe. But intellectually, you don't know how to communicate with the Buddhas, etc. together. You don't know. But if you do, if you carry this kind of practice, very naturally, you can do it. You can do it. That's why if you take care of today fully, with wholeheartedness, today is connected with tomorrow naturally. That's why if you want to know tomorrow's breakfast, I think Tendo has to prepare anyway tonight for tomorrow's gruel anyway, breakfast. Anyway, without thinking, without expecting tomorrow as an extra, separate from tonight, all you have to do is taking care of gruel tonight. At that time, gruel is not for the tomorrow. In that preparation for the tomorrow's gruel is occupying whole world. Then, that is perfect practice. That practice leads you to tomorrow, naturally. Even though you don't like it. So that is called the moon transmit the moon to each other. If I take care of right now, right here, with wholeheartedness, okay, at that time, my life extends to whole universe, means occupying whole universe, means past, present, future are completely coming into my heart as quality of my life, quality, okay? So that's why I understand the past. I can taste my past life naturally. Okay? And also, that practice leads me to the past, to the tomorrow. Very naturally, I can see the tomorrows. Very naturally, I can see the yesterday. Okay? That's why he says, since the moon transmits the moon to each other, although there is a moon, it is neither new nor old. It is not new. It is not old. It is just isness. Isness appears as new moon, old moons, one moon, two moons. That is the moon's business. Okay? But as a whole business, as a universal business, anyway, it's not new, it's not old, it's not one, two, three, four millions. Moon is. Tonight moon completely occupies whole universe. That is real moon. Then, that way of life, so-called action or practice, really becomes a place where Buddha and you are communicating smoothly and peacefully, okay? And enhance your life naturally. This is our practice, so-called sit down. Okay? Chikantara is exactly I am very close to this. That's it. I am. This means I am very close to isness. Not I am very close to Karagiri. If I say so, I am involved in my business. So I don't know. I cannot see the business of isness. So through my business, I have to see universal business anyway. How? This is action and practice, middle. So call I am very close to this. Or Dogen Zenji mentions in the Shobogenzo Zazen Shin, commenting on the poem composed by Wanshi Zen Master, talking about the vast sky where a bird flies. He talks about the meaning of the sky, meaning of the flying the bird. What is a fly? What is a bird flies? Finally, he says, vast sky, vast open sky is not. It's not you can see. You can see now, you know. Like sky you can see. Vast open sky we can say. But it's not real sky. He says beyond darkness and light, beyond front and back, beyond within and without. This is a vast sky. The bird flies in that sky means whole universe. At that time, what do you mean fly? He says, only here we are. Means bird, just continue to fly forever. Just swim, just fly. This is a real understanding of human life and the birds, the skies, the fish, all sentient beings.